Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the voice of the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds, Mike Warren. Then we'll speak with the 2018 World of Outlaws late model champion, Mike Marler. And we'll have a conversation with World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series points leader, David Gravel. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start Beckley, West Virginia. Blaine Ellis, the winner there. Jamie Hopkins gets it done at Ararat, Virginia. Langley to Chase Burrow in a sprint car. Auburndale, Florida, the checkers to Carter Brown. Bruce Bennett victorious at Hendry. Jeff Smith wins at North Georgia. Hartwell to Kenny Collins. Ronnie Newsom victorious at Cochran. Jake Garcia, the checkers at Court Eel. Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Jimmy Owens, Hayden Cardwell and Josh Henry all with big wins, while Addison Cardwell wins Mountain View and Corey Hedgecock, the checkers at I-75. Newport, Nick Williams wins race one, Lance Gatlin race two, and the track championship. Benji Knight wins Lancaster, South Carolina, Boone Fairgrounds in North Carolina, Southern Wedge late models crown Chuck Southard the champion, Donovan Jackson, Carolina Clash win at Fayetteville, Southern National to Mike O'Brien, Jared Fryer wins Orange, Harris to Lloyd Deed Burgess, Junior Whitener wins Brasstown and Hudson, they crown late model champion Landon Huffman. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the voice of the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds. You're going to see him at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway next weekend for the World of Outlaws World Finals. But here is the voice you'll hear trackside when the big blocks are out there. Mike Warren, hey, great to have you on the show, Mike. World of Outlaws World Finals every year, whether it's a fan that loves sprint cars or late models, they're telling me, hey, the Big Block Modifieds really put on an awesome show. Well, you're the guy that gets to watch all the shows. Why are the Big Blocks so cool?
It's so unique. They're, you know, so you don't see center steer modifieds too often unless you're in the Northeast. So when we get to come down to Florida and Charlotte, it's kind of a different case for everybody. And it just makes it awesome and an awesome hodgepodge of an event for World Finals.
I love listening to this guy. And Mike, remind us what you say when you bring these cars to green. It just gets the excitement going every time. What's your call to green?
A shower of big block power is about to send a shockwave through, and it'll be the Tar Heel State next week. It's the World of Outlaws World Finals, and we are green at Charlotte.
Oh, and he puts so much gun to it. It just is awesome. The voice of the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds, Mike Warren, joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, Mike, I was looking at the points. Matt Williamson, the Canadian guy, up top again this year. Matt Shepard in third in points, doing great as always, those two putting on epic battles. But who's this new second place driver that is young and's got Stuart Friesen, the NASCAR former Truck Series racer, helping him out? What's second place now?
Alex Jankowski has just had a really strong year. He's got out to a consistent start, grabbed a couple of wins, won the Big Gator at Volusia, and the learning experience he gets getting to share his notes with Friesen is huge throughout the season, and he's really put together a consistent year for what is his first full-time year on tour.
Wow, the future of Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds in pretty good hands there with Stuart Friesen mentoring Alex Jankowski, currently second in points as they get ready for the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway next weekend. We're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with the voice of the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds, Mike Warren. And Mike, as I was telling the folks, you're going to put on a show from the booth, but you also put a show on in the street. How is an announcer who travels all over the country also a commissioner of a hockey league?
So we have a pretty cool street hockey league here just outside of Charlotte. It's a lot of fun. Great group of guys that get together pretty much on Sundays. And we have a full schedule, regular season playoffs and all that. And it's just a great outlet for everybody to come and play one of our favorite sports.
And what position do you play?
I play defense.
Defense. So are you one of those, Broad Street bullies. Yeah, they come into your zone, you're going to rough them up a bit?
No. I'm an offensive defenseman by trade.
Well, Mike Warren is offense all the way when the Super Dirt Car Big Block Modifieds are on the track. And you'll hear the hockey notes as he is calling them around. But, man, when he is on that mic, it's going to be something. Next weekend, World of Outlaws World Finals, dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Mike, where'd you get your start?
So I got started at Lebanon Valley Speedway as their pit reporter, then worked in more to a little bit of Albany Saratoga Speedway, doing both tracks back-to-back nights, worked at Airborne Park Speedway as well, and then took the full-time job down here to do PR for the late models, and the Super Dirt Car Series job was there a couple of years later, and boom, here we are.
Mike Warren on the ProFabrication.com hotline, giving us an insight to the voice you'll hear coming through the speakers at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the World of Outlaws World Finals next weekend when the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds are on track. Or you could tune in to Dirt Vision throughout all of that broadcast and all throughout the season to be able to hear and see the Super Dirt Car Series and all that happens all throughout the races all around the country. Mike Warren, our guest on the ProFab hotline. Fans coming into this race from out of town, it's always a collection of people from all over. Couple of different places, different names, the Ginger Ninja and an Australian driver, Peter Britton. Who are those guys that we should be watching for in the big blocks?
Jack Lehner, definitely one of the up-and-coming guys that's, still looking for his first career win, but he's been right there, and he's definitely a name to keep an eye on. And Ginger Ninja, if you see him, he's got red hair. It's very clear where that comes from. And Peter Britton, the Batman, a couple of big wins this season, and awesome to sit down and have a conversation with, and just an awesome guy all around that looking to have a good run down here at Charlotte next week.
Make sure you tune into Dirt Vision, or better yet, be here to hear the voice of the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modifieds, Mike Warren, and all the rest on the PA next weekend at Charlotte. Mike, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, as we're just about a week away from the World of Outlaws World Finals at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the 2018 World of Outlaws late model champion, Mike Marler. And welcome back to the show, and exciting weekend for you. I saw that two victories in the Ironman series at Atomic Speedway last weekend in Chillicothe, Ohio. How's that feel to get back to victory lane as we're right on the door to go towards the finals?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me on today. And yeah, good weekend and a lot of stuff coming up here. You know, a big, big event coming up next week. So it's exciting. It's always exciting in racing. But, you know, at the end of the year, there's a lot of things going on that really escalate that. So it's a fun time and good time to be running decent, you know.
And a good time to be Mike Marler. Two victories at the Ironman Series at the Tough Track at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe, Ohio. Mike Marler is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So a switch over the last month, kind of a coming home of sorts to a team that you had a lot of success with. But this really, from the pictures, seems like a fountain of youth type win. What's it like winning out over one of our friends, Devin Moran, the newly crowned Lucas Oil Series champion, following you to the finish in those two races last weekend? How much pep is in that step for a veteran now?
No, it's good. You know, those guys are, I hope, keeping me younger. You know, they race harder and harder every year, and I get older every year, you know, so it's fun, you know, when you can win at that level and gets the best guys. But yeah, Devin's always competitor and really tough, and you know, then throw being up there in his neck of the woods in there too, and that makes it really tough. So was happy to finish ahead of him both nights, but it wasn't by much. Now he was breathing down my neck both nights, you know.
A special win to take a victory over a Moran in the state of Ohio, and to take two on the weekend in the Ironman Series at Atomic Speedway. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Mike Marler, did just that. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So I did see that young Devin made it a little interesting afterwards, posting a rare picture of you in a pumpkin helmet. What's that?
Yeah, he I sent him that. They're just messing around Sunday. My family, we have an annual pumpkin carving. My brothers and go to my sister's place, and we, you know, a lot of this year there was probably 20 people there. A little low this year because everybody seemed to be busy, but sometimes they could be 30, 40 people there. So it was fun. Had fun with my family there, and then shot Devin a picture of it. And he made me pay the price. He put her on the internet. So it was cool though. You know, it was all in fun and had a good time.
Fun and good times for Mike Marler with the Morans and in front of them to the finish last weekend at the Ironman races at Atomic Speedway. And then nice to, see everybody smiling still after the fun post. It's a great one. Go to Devin Moran's social media. It's really cool of our guest, Mike Marler, with the jack-o'-lantern helmet, if you will. And Mike's on the ProFab hotline. We're just a week or so away from the World of Outlaws World Finals at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets. Come on out and see it. If you can, it'll be on Dirt Vision. But a couple of years back, maybe a handful of years back, 2018, the weekend before the World Finals for Mike Marler, what was going through you as you were on the doorstep of getting this title as champion? How did that feel? And then, eventually getting the title?
Well, you know, on just on the surface level of it, you know, we were, as Brandon Overton and Chris Madden and myself, and you could throw a blanket over any of us could win. There was just a 18-point difference in the top three of us, and that was after a year of swapping the lead back and forth, you know. So I came in there leading, and you know, sometimes that's with the pressure, so there was a lot going on there for sure. And then on top of that, you know, my life changed a little bit there, because I'd always had a plan in my mind that I would race till I was 40, try to win a national championship, and then go on and do something else. I just never envisioned myself, you know, here I'm 48 or knocking on 48 and 47 and still racing, but that just really wasn't my plan, you know. So we went there with kind of that, you know, thing of, hey, man, this is a lot of pressure just on a personal level that I want to accomplish this. And then, you know, for the fans and the sponsors and everybody else, you know, team, all that stuff. But there's a lot of pressure, you know, I don't know. It's just a character building moment, I think, you know.
Well, and a character building moment that has worked out for us to watch Mike Marler past the age of 40 continuing to compete and compete on a high level, and including the two wins last weekend at Atomic Speedway. Mike Marler, the 2018 World of Outlaws late model champion. And how being a champion does that, you know, change? And when you show up at a track, when somebody sees you, when your shirts get printed, you get to have it on there. What does it mean to be a champion in those sense from a personal perspective?
Yeah, it just, you know, it kind of solidifies, you know, and I'm sure every person's different. For me personally, it just solidified everything that I'd worked for, you know, and I haven't even really ran for point stuff after that much. In 21, we ran with Lucas. But, you know, we just in 24, I ran the full tour. So a couple times after that, but it was just kind of a gratifying thing and solidified what we were trying to do. And you're forever a champion. And that list is, you know, honestly, I didn't really think about this till Devin said it the other day. You know, I heard him make a comment about there's maybe like 22 people in the sport, you know, in the last X amount of years that can say that. And maybe the last pretty much the whole history of the sport, you know, so I may be wrong. It's some kind of fact like that, but it was a limited amount of people, you know, can say that. And I'm lucky enough to get to be one of those people. It was a career defining thing for me for sure, and something that I'll always cherish and be proud of.
Well, we were there to watch it, and it was an awesome thing. And Mike Marler continues at the high level. I champion always for sure. The 2018 World of Outlaws late model champion, Mike Marler, our guest on the Pro Fab Hotline. See him at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the World of Outlaws World Finals next weekend. Be here or tune in to Dirt Vision. Mike, appreciate you taking the time to join us. Look forward to seeing you here in Charlotte. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Fiddles and rain, damn these fiddles and rain.
Stop by Cookout for always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, this year's defending World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series champion and now points leader, David Gravel. Hey, David, welcome to the show. What an amazing couple of years, and this year, just a strong, strong run, 16 wins and so many great races, 62 top fives out of 65 races. That is impressive. And as you go, next weekend, here a weekend before the World Finals, what advantage did last year's championship give you as now you're going in to battle for this year's championship two in a row? What's better now for you going into the World Finals here at the dirt track?
Yeah, the obvious thing is we have a bigger points lead than last year, so that's always nice. Going into World Finals with a triple-digit lead is a very good feeling. And, I think this year we've just stepped up the consistency and stepped up our resilience. And, on the racetrack, we've been pretty perfect as far as on-track performance and being fast every night. We've had a couple bad nights because of parts failures, but other than that, it's been pretty flawless.
Only three times out of the 65 races was he outside of the top 10. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, points leader and defending series champion of the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series, David Gravel from Watertown, Connecticut. You could see him next weekend on Dirt Vision from the World of Outlaws World Finals here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, of course, you can still come to the track and get pit passes and tickets and all that other stuff. We'd love to have you out here at Charlotte for all those good things. And good and bad has seemed to been a part of the year for you, David. Are you now with the edge that seems to be around you still the sports good guy, or is there, kind of an Earnhardt-esque, if I could bring that in, series bad guys to, how good you're doing, but the edge that's now come up, where is it from your perspective?
Yeah, I feel like I've always had an edge. But as confidence grows and maturity grows and, the longer you do this and, I think you get more of a short fuse than when you're younger, maybe, and tolerate less than you used to. But it's hard to say. But this year I've kind of gone into the bad boy role. It's kind of, handed to me and ruffling feathers with the most popular driver in the United States. That is a fast track to looking like a bad guy. But I think I'm a good guy. I think I'm a good person. And pretty good with the fans and pretty humble.
Well, and he is all of that, and it really does seem like it from the edge that he is speaking about, that maybe things happen to get Ohio back at a race with, as he said, the most popular driver, to all the other good things that he's doing on social media. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series points leader David Gravel. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, one thing's for sure, you got the good guy hat on when you're at the end of those races, and this new chocolate milk thing, where did you, this all over social media, your YouTube and such, where did tasting and grading chocolate milk from track after track, how did that get started?
Yeah, instead of eating a candy bar or eating junk after the races, I was like, I have a sweet tooth, let's try some chocolate milk out. And I'm a big pizza guy, and Dave Portnoy with the pizza reviews, that kind of interests me, and that was very popular. So I thought, make my own thing, and it's kind of caught on. And, I would say nearly every event, I at least get one chocolate milk brought to me, and we try to get people to bring local dairies in the area, and it's worked out well. And shoot, by accident, I've seen studies that chocolate milk is one of the best things to have after a workout. So I guess I was ahead of the curve on that.
Hey, definitely ahead of the curve. You could check out his social media, the YouTube channel, and David Gravel, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. I can clearly say that nowhere else in sports is anybody as accomplished of tasting chocolate milk than our guest on the ProFab hotline here, David Gravel. How do you judge him? What makes a good chocolate milk to David Gravel versus maybe not so good?
Yeah, definitely thick and creamy is good, and not having artificial taste. Definitely has to be cold. There's a lot of different flavors of chocolate milk. You literally try them all, and they all taste different. So Rutter's is kind of a standard in Pennsylvania. That's well, but Wisconsin, New York, and Pennsylvania has some really good dairy. So all the local ones around there, they're always, you know, pretty damn good.
Wow. And it is damn good on the racetrack for our guest, David Gravel. He is the points leader of the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. Getting ready for next weekend's World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Please come on out to the races. And if you can't make it, Dirt Vision will have the broadcast. Also saw that, you know, there's even a maybe a more, you know, fortified version of chocolate milk, Country Hammer Moonshine, that one race teammate gave you. What's it like to have a little alcohol mixed in with that flavoring?
Yeah, that adult chocolate milk was actually pretty good. I was actually impressed with it. Now, it tastes really good up front, but on the back end, like, man, that moonshine comes and hits you in the face. So definitely got to be careful on chugging that. But I was pleasantly surprised that it actually tasted good.
Wow, it's a good one. You can check that out on his website as well, Country Hammer Moonshine Chocolate Tasting, from our guest of the ProFab Hotline, David Gravel. David, where can folks find you on social media? Where can they watch this? And can people bring chocolate milk for you to the World Finals?
Yeah, we'll take all the chocolate milk we can get and hopefully celebrate Saturday night with a championship. But we're active on all platforms. We're on Facebook's our biggest platform with David Gravel Racing. We have David Gravel 2 on Instagram and David Gravel on Twitter or X. And then our YouTube channel is just my name, David Gravel. But we try to be active on them all. We're also on TikTok as well, I believe, is David Gravel 2. So it's a chore and a job to try to be active on them all, and you need a team of people to make it happen.
Well, he does make it happen, and looking forward to seeing David Gravel, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, next weekend as he gets to race in the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track. David, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. It's cold, it's chilly, might even be a bit moist, but you know what? Those tracks are still going at it this weekend. Some big, big races all the way around. Get out and support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Paticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN. The Performance Racing Network.